You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Among the 14 budget bills passed by the legislature Tuesday was a more than $15 billion education budget for fiscal year 2020. So let's break that down now with Chalkbeat Detroit's Kobe Levin. The GOP is celebrating this $15.2 billion school budget, tweeting it provides record funding per pupil and more money for lowest funding districts than the governor's plan and without a tax hike. So does that claim hold up under close examination?
So on the face of it, the budget has increased slightly every year for a number of years now. But folks who study this would say that, in fact, when you account for inflation, the average district's per pupil funding has dropped by 25% over the last 15 years.
So that is a bite. And certainly the Democrats are pointing out that inflation factor, aren't they?
Right. Yeah. You saw some pretty amusing jabs from some Democratic lawmakers over the last weeks. They say that, you know, economists all account for inflation. It's a basic thing that we do when we're looking at financial data over time. But the Republican talking points sometimes don't take that into account.
So last year, a bipartisan group of education experts called for a different way for the state to fund our schools. And among the recommendations was another $3 billion a year. So how does this new budget compare to that?
So this falls far short of that, and even Governor Whitmer's education budget proposal wouldn't have come close. That would take, you know, a major overhaul, and it never seemed likely, it has to be said, in a year when everyone's focused on fixing the roads. So it is just a very incremental step in that direction. Just as important, though, to that number, that the several billion dollars that some folks say it would take to really shape things up in the Michigan education landscape, is how they want to do that. And that's where you're seeing some key differences between Whitmer's proposal and the legislature's.
Yes, explain that to us.
So a lot of education experts are starting to agree in Michigan on this basic principle that some students are more expensive to educate than others. We're talking about special education students, students whose first language isn't English. It just takes more staff, more time to give those folks an adequate education. So what some have called for is sending additional money to schools that enroll more students like that, more expensive students. And Governor Whitmer's budget proposal did take a step in that direction towards what's called a weighted funding formula with more weight placed on those more needy students. And the Republican budget rejects that idea. It maintains the current formula.
Okay. So she did not get the weighted funded formula. And she also, speaking of special ed, she asked for a 4% boost for special ed. What did the legislature deliver in its budget?
So it's quite a bit less than that. There is a $60 million boost, which is about 2%. It's important to note, though, that Michigan is still taking most of its money for special education out of the money that would otherwise go to regular education classrooms. So this means that we're taking less out of the pot for the rest of students, not necessarily that special education students are getting more overall.
Fair enough. So when you look at the bottom line, the governor had hoped to raise new revenue for the budget by boosting our state's gasoline tax by 45 cents. Republicans said,
right.
Nah, that didn't happen. And they opted for this small increase in school funding, but no tax. So how are we paying for it?
So a good chunk of the funding for the Republican education budget comes from money that was going to higher education. So basically, it's a transfer of some $150 million from the higher education budget over to K-12. The higher education budget is going to stay roughly flat. That's because they're taking interns, another $150 million or so, from the general fund, which is the pot of money that's used for things like the PRISM system and foster care and public safety. So, you know, a lot of money moving around here. What we're not seeing, as you mentioned, is new revenue, which is what the governor's proposal really relied on.
It kind of reminds me of my mother was a farm girl, and she used to talk about borrowing from Peter to pay Paul.
That's about it.
This year's budget also is different than previous years, where the education budget is separate from the rest of the general state budget. So what happens if the governor, who's decried this and said it's a mess, what if she vetoes the state's general budget? What might happen to education?
So it's going to take a piecemeal approach here. The governor can reject the state overall budget and still pass the education budget. She could veto pieces of any of those budgets. That drama is playing out right now. As you mentioned, the governor is at loggerheads with the state legislature. So we'll just have to see what she decides to do. But she can basically pick and choose, you know, reject whatever portions of the Senate's budget, and rather the legislature's budget that she'd like. and let the rest go through.
Looks like we'll be talking again. Kobe Levin, Chalkbeat Detroit. Thanks, Kobe.
Thanks for having me.